Division.com.
Obstructing justice.
Yeah. So he didn't get away as easily as he thought he was going to get. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, as you all know, we go inside the Beltway to talk to our friends from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us right off the bat. Ellen, a big day for those oil execs who were getting grilled on the Hill. What was that like?
Well, they were getting grilled. It wasn't quite as wild as the tobacco grilling. But basically, they said that they felt that they were being unfairly taxed and that this was Congress being misinformed and that it was really unfair in terms of their competition, et cetera. And this was really an example of them just stonewalling, and they didn't really give any good answers. I mean, it was kind of a snore, but the Democrats were trying to get them to say things, and it just didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, of course not. They're masters of spin. You have to be if you're in that position, after all. Okay, so
right.
So let's talk about spin for a second. How about the Senate Ethics Committee on John Ensign and what they found out? Did they find out that he broke
the
law?
No, that wasn't a snore. That wasn't a snore at all. In fact, it looks like they are going to make a referral to the Federal Elections Commission as well as the Department of Justice. It seemed that the husband of the woman that he had an affair with, they felt like he made, as Senator Ensign, made false statements as to his post-employment and particularly around the $96,000 that Senator Ensign's parents paid him. They said that he violated a campaign and that he might have obstructed the committee's inquiry, which means obstructing justice.
Yeah, so he didn't get away as easily as he thought he was going to get. You know, I wonder if he had right away resigned, I guess all this still could have happened because they would have looked into it.
Right. Yeah. Well, they are. It looks like there's going to be some referrals.
All right. So something will happen there.
But yeah. And also they said that he was sort of unrelenting in the way that he went after this one.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I would say. And that's what I've heard, too, from other people actually in.
Well, it doesn't sound pretty.
No, it's not good. He's getting buried in his own BS, is what I think. So,
right.
Mitch McConnell talked today. The Senate Minority Leader was talking about opposing increasing the debt limit unless what? What does he want?
Well, he wants to increase the debt limit, but, of course, he wants debt reduction. And they have said if there's any taxes, basically, that will increase with this, they absolutely will not agree to increase the debt limit.
And this was
after a meeting at the White House today.
Yeah, so the White House didn't have much sway there.
That's
doesn't
right.
Sound like it.
Not at all.
Yeah. How about this one? I've interviewed him a couple of times. Actually, Robert Mueller, the FBI director, has been around for a decade, and apparently the president wants him to stay on.
FBI. I have talked to him, but just once.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty. I talked to him, I think, twice in that whole time period, and he seemed pretty forthright as much as you could.
He's a non-BS kind of guy, just straightforward.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. All right, Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. Thanks, as always. Interesting there in quick little chat with Ellen talking about a couple of different things, including the Ethics Committee referring the Ensign case now to justice, as you heard there. And it's a question of what happens next. Like I said, you just have to watch and see where the pieces go. But this has been a long, drawn-out process, and it's typical of what we see in Washington. But the bigger story in D.C. was trotting out the oil execs who feel as though, hey, now all of a sudden you're using us as the scapegoats for everything that ails the world, and it's not our fault. It's your fault, Washington, frankly. And it's typical of what you would see, the back and forth, I think, a little bit there. And later in the show, in fact, at the tail end of this hour, we're going to let you hear what some of those oil execs had to say on the Hill. But it's not going to be all about politics. You know, we do our movie thing. In fact, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to chat with Joel Cohen, the CEO of MovieTickets.com. I think traditionally when people are struggling and there's unemployment or uncertainty, more people say, we're going to the movies. And I'm wondering about the box office. It's been interesting what we've seen, how some of these movies have trended. If you look at the romantic comedies, a lot of them haven't done as well as they thought, I think, when they made some of these pictures. On the other hand, you look at a movie like Thor, and that was blowout at the box office last weekend. Sort of the sci-fi fantasy and the animated features seem to be doing well, but Joe will know much more about that, and we'll dive into it with him. How could we not talk about Bin Laden right from the get-go on this show heading into the weekend? And the thing with Bin Laden now is, because all of us wondered when we heard, oh, there was no internet access. Well, if he had no internet access, how was he communicating with some of these people he supposedly was communicating with? I mean, wasn't he this big email writer who had a system that, I don't know, kept him ahead of the government? And so here's the scoop. The methods that he used have been described in pretty good detail to the Associated Press. One of the counterterrorism folks sat down and told them basically what happened is that through an arrangement, he was allowed to kind of move around without leaving any digital fingerprints behind, which seems crazy, and it was built on the whole trust of who he could trust. So he left all these archives of email exchanges for us to go through, which is what's happening now in the CIA and the FBI, as you know, all the things that are pulled out of that compound. But what he would do, no phone, no internet, he would type a message on his computer without an internet connection, then save it using a thumb flash drive. You know, those thumb-sized flash drives that you've all seen. He passes the flash drive to the courier, who would then go to an internet cafe so that he couldn't be traced back. So at that location, the courier plugs in the memory drive into the computer, copies his message into an email, and sends it. That reverses the process, and the courier would copy any incoming email to the flash drive, return it to the compound, and then he would read his messages offline. So that's, to any of us, would be such a slow process, but it would be tougher to trace, and it was so meticulous that even some of the top intelligence people couldn't believe that he was able to maintain it for such a long time. And this, they always suspected he was using couriers, but they didn't understand just how big it was with all the materials that were left behind. Boy, I think I said this on a previous show. If you could read the diary, read some of that material, some of the stuff, some of the notes, wouldn't you love to read it? And to be honest, I would. I'd rather do that than actually see the photograph. We're changing the subject. We're talking movies next with Joel Cohen. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, everyone knows by now I do the cheap movie reviews. I've been doing them for, gosh, maybe 3-4 years, and a lot of you actually send me emails back and call the show when you've gone and seen some of the movies that are out there. You know I'm a huge movie freak. So very excited about our next guest that we're ushering in from our virtual green room, Joel Cohen, the CEO of MovieTickets.com. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Great. Movie tickets. Are we seeing that more people are going to the movies now, or has there been a decrease in people going to the movies?
I mean, definitely overall there's been an increase. The first quarter of this year has been a little bit slow, but I think that as we get into the summer, that's really going to pick up. Certainly the economy over the last couple of years has played into movie going and the success that we've seen at the box office.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I think people like to go to the movies to escape, and especially if they're struggling, it seems, to some people it seems odd, but it's a good sort of pick-me-up, especially if you're pounding out resumes and everything else. I can see how that would correlate to the box office. And it is a movie thing. When you get closer to the summer, a lot of the big blockbusters come out because kids are out of school and there's probably more people going to the movies, especially on the weekend, right?
Absolutely. Especially this coming up summer, there's just so many blockbusters, a lot of sequels that are hitting. There's just a great movie to see every weekend, week after week. I think this will probably be one of the record summers that we'll have.
What are some of the big ones coming out that are so highly anticipated? I mean, one of them is Pirates of the Caribbean, right? The fourth
one. Oh, absolutely.
One.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. I think that'll be huge. There's so many. I mean, especially looking into June, you've got X-Men and then Green Lantern, Cars 2. July, you've got Transformers 3, the next Harry Potter, which will be the last Harry Potter. Then Captain America, Cowboys and Aliens. I mean, I don't remember a summer like this that's just stacked with so many blockbusters.
And don't you think they'll all do all the movies that you just named? I can't imagine that they won't do at least decently at the box office, do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. The thing with a lot of these movies is that because they're sequels, they've got the built-in fan base, they've got the really broad appeal, and then there's a lot of superhero movies. Those always tend to do well. So I think each one of these in its own right will do really well.
Do you think there's more of a trend to do that? Like you just said, you have a built-in audience. If you can catch fire with something, like we saw that with Iron Man, but also, too, with X-Men, and you just have those people that are loyal, they will go and see it, and then maybe you'll be able to draw in others, too, and play that up, do, you know, some kind of a movie marathon of the past movies leading up to it through Netflix or whoever, HBO or Cinemax or one of them. And then, boom, here it comes on the big screen so you can catch some of the new people. But the built-in audience, they seem to come back for more, right, and they lap this up.
Sure, sure. And the studios are very smart about these type things. I mean, they, just like any other business, they want to limit their risk, and they know that when they've got a blockbuster and people enjoy it and it does well at the box office, that they should do another one and another one and another one. I mean, you can see with Harry Potter that installment's gone on so long and coming up to the summer, having that, you know, be the second part of what was a great movie will definitely do well.
Yeah.
And then you've got the history with some of these superhero movies and the built-in fan base there, and just the highly anticipated type movies like you mentioned with Pirates. All of these type films will just really do well.
Are you doing with Pirates or any of those? Do you do pre-sales? Are you doing a lot of pre-sales on that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what we do. I mean, from the movietickets.com perspective, that's why this summer is really so exciting. When you have these big movies and you have the potential for such high demand, that's when movies sell out. And when you want to go to a movie at a particular time, at a particular place, you have to buy your tickets in advance. I mean, you'll ultimately show up at the theater otherwise, and you won't be able to get in. So that's where, you know, our service really kind of comes into play, and we can really showcase what we do. With Pirates...
Go ahead. So tell us about Pirates. I was going to ask you, how crazy has that been?
Yeah, that's starting now. I mean, that's going to be probably one of the biggest movies of the summer. So we've already started selling tickets for Pirates. But even for this weekend, I mean, there's really big movies that are coming out this weekend. And this whole trend for the big summer blockbusters started at the end of April with Fast Five, which did really well. And then Thor and now with Bridesmaid coming out this weekend. There's a lot of great movies.
Okay, so tell us about how you jumped in. Tell us the sequence of creating movietickets.com. How did that all happen for you?
Well, we actually started back in 2000, where we had a couple of large theater chains that recognized that they wanted to sell their tickets online. So when we started the company back in 2000, we started with two theater chains, and we've since grown to over 200. So as just the internet has played more of a role in everyone's lives, the convenience of purchasing tickets and kind of having that peace of mind has really grown more popular year after year.
And in saying that, starting in 2000, so it's been over a decade and you've seen that growth, how that growth curve must have been tremendous, especially in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. Have you really seen it spike?
Yeah, definitely. Going back so many years, there was really just a handful of movies that would go on sale maybe a week or two in advance. And now we have many, many more movies that will go on sale weeks, if not months in advance. Just the whole trend has really picked up, and it started to pick up pace. And like I said, a summer like we're about to get into, where there's such a built-in demand for all these movies, that's when people will really want to make plans. Even like this weekend for Bridesmaids, this is the kind of movie where girls will get together and they'll make a night out of it. It's really kind of an event movie, and they want to make sure, just like if you went to, let's say, a new restaurant, you'd make reservations so that you can plan your night. Same type of thing with movietickets.com. You want to make sure that you've got your night planned, you have your tickets, and you know, nothing can interrupt your night.
So, and you think Bridesmaids will be a big hit because it's going to be the ultimate chick flick, and then people getting married, and you know, it'll just strike a chord with younger women and older women?
I think so. I think it fits a great niche in R-rated comedy. I think with the success of movies like The Hangover or Knocked Up, which has really become their comparisons, it's a new type movie with all female cast, and it looks hilarious.
I think it looks hilarious too. By the way, Kristen Wiig is awesome on Saturday Night Live, and people are starting to realize that. That's why she's popping up, I think, in so many movies.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely the dynamic of the cast already that you've seen through Saturday Night Live, and I think now putting them on the big screen, R-rated scenario, will give them the ability to really showcase themselves.
Yeah, how about Priest? Priest is getting a lot of play on the tube, you're seeing little clips of it, and that it's coming out. You think this one's going to strike a chord as well?
I think it could do well. It's definitely playing to a certain audience, and the whole vampire genre has done really well. It's one of the movies coming out this weekend that's not R-rated. It's PG-13. It's in 3D. So there's definitely a lot of buzz. They built in a lot of great attributes that will draw people out to the theater. I think it's playing on a good weekend among the other movies that are coming out. So it definitely has a chance to do well.
Yeah, so in fact, on your website, you asked the question, what would be your weapon of choice? I love that, to slay a vampire. A crossbow, a stake, a quarterstaff, cross, holy water. You know what I say, Joel? All of them. I'd be so freaked out if there really were vampires. Everything I had in my arsenal, you know. That was a terrific question. That was very, very funny. And I'll tell people that if you go to movietickets.com, there are other things there. It's not just, okay, put in your address and you can get the movies, which is key because that's why you're there. But there are other clips of other things, including you give, I love this too, the breakdown of the box office, who's doing what and all that kind of stuff and what's coming up. Too. Are you always looking for ways to tweak the website?
Yeah, it's definitely living and breathing, and we invite user comments, and it's great. I mean, it's a great interaction tool. People love to share their experiences at the movies. We give people the ability to rate their movies and write user reviews, which people love to do. I mean, it's one of those things that everyone kind of has that common bond of going to the movies, and everyone likes to share their experiences. So with not only the site or our Facebook page or our Twitter, people can really share their experience in a variety of different ways.
Yeah. Joel Cohen, CEO of MovieTickets.com, thanks so much for popping on ATN. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you very much.
All right, check out the site, too, like I said, because he's got top movies and top videos and all that kind of dealios on the Movie Tickets site. So it's not just about the tickets, like I mentioned. In fact, where we were talking there about the most anticipated movies, they have also listed Cars 2, Mr. Popper's Penguins, the Apollo 18 movie, and of course I want to see that. You know, the Endeavor is supposed to launch in 4 days because, remember, it was scrapped and now it's back on, and we know how much I like the whole NASA thing. So Apollo 18, that's one that I've been waiting for, and there it is. It's coming out this summer. Also, the Muppets movie is coming out. Wow. Any thoughts on the show? You want to sign up for Facebook, Twitter, any of that? Go to americatonight.net.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
If you haven't been in touch with what's happening in our backyards, let me tell you, it's all about water in the Midwest. It's crazy what has happened with the flooding. And I know I've talked about this the last couple of shows, but each day I'm amazed. My mouth is just, you know, wide open when I'm watching scenes of the flooding. The various views, somebody in a helicopter and you look down and you see this video and you can't believe how many people have been devastated by this. And the whole idea of choosing between, well, we got to open up this channel because otherwise how many neighborhoods will we wipe out versus this one more sparse suburban area because we've got to be able to channel the swollen Mississippi. And can you just imagine those people? It's like in Louisiana. In this case, where we're often talking about the tornadoes, the hurricanes, something unforeseen, the wildfires that suddenly spring up and you're running for your life, jumping in the car, taking off, trying to get away from it. In this case, Louisiana has had time to brace for the flooding. But does it make it any better? The answer is no, of course it doesn't. And there are a couple of areas, and I've talked about this, where they're waiting on a formal decision on whether a spillway, this one little spillway, is going to be open. Because once it's open, it's going to send millions of gallons of floodwaters right into south central Louisiana. And what happens and how they weigh this decision, it's all up to the Army Corps of Engineers. They look at the flow of the Mississippi, easy for me to say, Mississippi River at the river landing. And once it hits a certain volume and speed, then they make a decision on this Morganza spillway. What it will do is it'll help pull the water away from Baton Rouge and New Orleans, but it's going to send a little piece of hell right down the throats of all these people who happen to be living in the wrong place, south central Louisiana. Living in the wrong place, I say, because in order to protect those other bigger areas, that's what they've got to do, open the spillway. So the governor, Bobby Jindal, is saying, let's not wait for the official notice on this. You need to evacuate. He's telling people evacuate. And the reason is because he knows darn well that pretty much they're going to open that up. That you can't imagine that they're not going to open it up. And they're saying that they need a couple days to notify people. So opening the spillway will happen maybe Saturday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, something like that. And they're looking at a couple of different scenarios. If it's closed, if it's open, if it's partially open, you know, that kind of stuff. Because even, and this is what I mean, I find this fascinating in digging a little bit deeper on this. Can you imagine making this decision? The U.S. Coast Guard says that the floodwaters could close the Mississippi to ships at the port of New Orleans. And that might happen on Monday morning. Having been there just a short while ago, and boy, a lot of ships come through there. So what's on the ships, what kind of cargo is coming through, all that will be frozen. And they're expecting higher water on Friday when everybody wakes up, when the rest of the world wakes up and catches up with the rest of us. And they say that there are going to be more houses affected by this. Dozens of roads closed. Lots of businesses closed. And, you know, if the people in south central Louisiana want to know what that's like, all they have to do is place a few phone calls to some of the people in the Midwest, because the farmland there, 3 million acres, just eroded. And it looked like it was going to be a really big year for the people who farm wheat and corn and rice and cotton, but not so. You know, in Arkansas, they're saying that the damage, $500 million to, which would make about 1 million acres of cropland that's underwater there. So you're not saving anything. There's no harvesting there. You're stuck. That's not happening. Even in Tennessee, because remember Tennessee was hit hard by this too, and a lot of the wheat was covered there. So this Mississippi River deal is not something to be taken lightly. And the flooding, whether it's farmlands or homes and where it's going, just absolutely incredible. The National Weather Service is saying that the river was at 17 feet. I just checked this before we jumped on for this Hour of America tonight. 17 feet in New Orleans, about an inch and a half above flood stage. It will crest probably on the 23rd of May at 19 feet. And here we go again. People just cannot fathom this. They don't understand what's going on, except for the people that are used to watching the river. They've already noticed how high it is. And they're working, I mean, this is a familiar thing, but the National Guard is working round the clock trying to come up with a flood barrier in Morgan City, Louisiana. We saw what happened in Memphis. You had about 1,000 or so houses just demolished. Small businesses, farms, all that kind of stuff. Just devastated by what happened. The rain didn't help any. And people running to shelters. So what's going on in our backyard is a lot of Americans are stuck with this flood situation. And now with notice, some of them are on the edge of trying to figure out what to do. They're getting the early warning, I think, from the governor, who's saying pretty much he realizes this is going to happen. So he's warning them, just get your stuff together, get out of there, because that's it. I mean, basically, that's what's happening. We're going to open the spillway, and your house is gone. But we can't have, we have to do it, because if we don't do it, then we'll wash away Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So sorry, but you're out of luck. Ooh, that has got a stick in the craw of a lot of people who live there. They don't want to hear that. They're just waiting for that miracle. They're hoping that it's something different's going to, something different's going to happen. Like, I'll close my eyes, go, yeah, people know about that, right? You all know about that. I'll close my eyes, go to sleep, and this will all go away. And it'll be like a bad dream. But I don't think so. Elsewhere, it's not about floods. It's not about that. It's about a couple of other things. One of them, I think, is what's going to happen with big oil. What's going to happen with the gas prices? It's more what's going to happen with the gas prices. But big oil was trotted out on the Hill on Thursday. So the Senate Democrats tried to debate, and you heard Ellen talking about that, I think, at the top of the show, on some legislation to cut the $21 billion in tax subsidies from the oil companies and use that money to reduce the federal debt, which would certainly put Republicans on their heels. But it works because it plays into the gas prices. I mean, everybody wants a boogeyman, and so the boogeyman is somebody who is making a ridiculous amount of money. When you see how much their bonuses are and all that other sort of stuff, then it's very easy to look at big oil and say, yeah, we want to hear what Chevron and BP and ExxonMobil and Shell and all those people have to say. Let's bring those CEOs up here and let's talk about the profits and what's going on across America and talk about these subsidies, for example. So this was a big story that has major buzz and repercussions for all of us, because it's gas prices. It's all about the manipulation of gas, and a lot of it is that whole speculative thing, lack of refineries. We know that. Things that have been stymied with the drilling. And sure, now they're saying, oh, more permits, and we're opening it up. But you had people that were really good at their job that left because there were no jobs when it came to drilling. And you also made nice with the people in Brazil, meaning the current administration, to help them however we could so that they could drill. But what about drilling here? What about Alaska? Too many questions surrounding, I think, oil to simply slam it on the big execs. I'm not defending them because, it's so lopsided with the CEO salaries. I get that the CEO, I think they should make more. I think if they're making a company profitable and they've got the heat on their back, then they can go just like that. But should they make, 150 times what the average person is making? Yeah, that's lopsided. But that's almost another discussion. So it's really easy, though, to pin the tail on those guys and not really dig a little bit deeper and look at what the big problem is here. And the big problem is a whole bunch of other things, including what we're talking about with the debt ceiling and the ridiculous round and round conversations that we keep having when it comes to that. All right, coming up on the flip side, the Prez gets the warm and fuzzies for some top cops and asks the FBI, the head of the FBI, to stick around for a couple more years. We're going to talk about that, plus the terror arrest in New York. Did you hear about it? We're talking about it.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. And the answer is, Alli-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Barrel of another weekend. That means we mix it all up and hit the heads. We're the big stories heading into the weekend. Well, one of them certainly, and it's always good to tip the cap to the top cops, the people who protect us, the people who are there no matter what to take the bullets, so to speak. One of them, it's interesting, Robert Mueller, the FBI director. Traditionally, that position, you could be in it for 10 years. We have had others that have been in it for 10 years. And Mueller has been asked to stay on for another 2 years, because you look at all the things that have happened now with the Bin Laden deal and trying to tie it all up, bringing somebody new in, don't care how schooled they are in the spook game or in tracking down would-be terrorists or protecting different areas of the country or whatever. There's a zillion things that go along under the description of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And bringing somebody new in and having to catch them up doesn't make any sense. So 2 more years does actually make sense. I don't think there should be a problem with that. So Obama, again, with a little bit of a salute to the top guys in the country.
Congratulations to the 30 officers, sheriffs, detectives, investigators, agents who are behind me, our nation's top cops, right here. Thank you. We appreciate your service. You have our support. We're grateful for the sacrifices you and your families make, and my administration is committed to making sure that you get what you need.
Boy, and they should get what they need. It's a tough job, I think. I know I've talked about this before. I have a brother-in-law who's a cop. I had an uncle who was a cop. And the hardest thing that they encounter, both of them have told me, is domestic violence calls. And we did a show on domestic violence out of New York and had all kinds of people on when we found out that staggering statistic. 1 in 3 women will be victims of domestic violence. And the response, even if it's not from the female side, if it's the female being abusive to the man, in the response to whatever's happening in that house, how many police officers end up dead or near dead? It's a tough job. I think about that when I see officers pulling people over on the side of the road, and then you'll hear occasionally these horror stories how somebody, you know, the cop was shot or some other crazy thing happened. So I would agree with that. And like I said, piggybacking off of it, Mueller was asked to do another 2 years. I think he will. That makes sense. Why pass it on to somebody else when they have to just learn the ropes? Here's the code. Here's the secret book. Here's the red phone. Here are all the other things you need to do. Now let's get back to the business of identifying all this stuff that we found. All right, speaking of finding things, 2 U.S. residents, including one who complained that the world was treating Muslims like dogs, bought guns and a grenade and wanted to carry out their own little terror plot. Here we go again with the homegrown thing against a synagogue in New York. One of the terrorists also had an interest in bombing the Empire State Building. That's according to the police commissioner of New York City, Raymond Kelly. But there wasn't any indication that the plot was orchestrated as part of a sting operation ever really put New Yorkers in danger. And there was no affiliation with a terrorist group. It's just a couple of nutballs. Here we go again. They get fueled up by what they're hearing, reading, or whatever crazy thing is going on in their world, and decide they're going to try to do their own little plot. And they were going to bomb a major synagogue in Manhattan. They bought a bunch of guns and other stuff, and they were trying to carry it out, But they didn't get to do it because they were stopped before it happened. Who knows how far it would have gone? Who knows who they would have hit? But it could have been certainly a disaster, either of epic proportions or, you know, however much. It doesn't matter. The detective that was undercover was wearing a wire, had worn a wire for several months. You clearly had them on tape saying they hated Jews. They were fed up with the way Muslims were treated, especially Palestinians around the world. The big quote is the one that I just said. They're treating us like dogs. Here's what Mayor Bloomberg had to say on the matter.
Detectives from the NYPD arrested 2 men who said they wanted to destroy a major synagogue in Manhattan and then purchase several weapons and a hand grenade from an undercover officer. While Osama bin Laden may be dead, as we all know, terrorism around the world is not. There are a lot of people that don't like the freedoms that we have and want to take them away from us. There will always be threats, particularly from lone wolves like these. Those perhaps are the toughest to stop.
Yeah, I'd agree with him there. I think it's tough to stop somebody who wants to do it on their own because there are ways to trip yourself up. Some of these people have tripped themselves up. In fact, most of them have done it. But there is the great chance that eventually someone gets through and does something disastrous. One of the guys that was picked up is an unemployed aspiring actor, they said, who was working at a department store. He moved to the U.S. in 95 from Algeria. He has a couple of siblings and his parents, and he'd been living in Queens, and he was granted permanent resident status. But now some deportation, he's facing it big time because of some brushes of the law. So that was where he was at when they you know, tailed him and were able to actually get him on tape. The other guy is a taxi service dispatcher. He came to the United States in 1999. He's a U.S. citizen. He went to a local high school, lives in Queens with a brother and a sister and parents who are local business owners. Can you imagine? He had a couple of other things that he was looking at, too, including a burglary case in Queens. So now, because of this, what do you think they're going to do in New York? Beef up security at some of the synagogues and stuff. And especially they had already done it anyway because of the death of bin Laden for fear that somebody would do something crazy. And now they've just increased that. But it was pretty lucky that they were able to catch the attention, I think, of a police informant and an undercover officer, because the people that caught them were both assigned to track Islamic extremists, and they've been doing that since September 11th, since those attacks. So any anti-American ranters, that kind of stuff, they start to sniff them out as they're buried pretty deep in, and that's how they were able to nail him. They had a couple of telltale things that gave them away, including the fact that they were certainly putting together a little mini arsenal anyway. Scary. I think it's very scary when you hear about the lone wolf guys, because you just don't know where that would have gone, how far they could have gotten in their quest to hit the synagogue, how many people would have been there, all that kind of stuff. So it's too bad. And when you see it and you can grab it, it's great. What happens when they can't see it? What happens when they can't see it and then somebody gets away with it? then the nice guy stuff, I think, is over. This is the problem we have at the airports. You know, we talk about that with the TSA and screening, you know, a kid in a diaper the other day. That story comes out, the 6-year-old, the 3-year-old. So many places where there is lax security. And then ultimately in going through the airport, which, by the way, they're trying to do away with the airport scanners. There's a movement in Congress from a couple of Republicans who are hoping to try to squash that. And I think they're going to run up against some opposition, but good for them for bringing it up, especially when we heard about a month ago that some of the radiation exposure was actually 10 times more than they originally thought. How does that happen? Oh, the scanners are perfectly safe and we can see everything. It's better for you. It's better for me. We can stop someone who might want to try to blow up the plane. But we forgot to tell you about those side effects. 10 times radiation we originally thought. Yeah, that's not so good.